Okay, Omar, off the back of a brilliant win for Haber-Swifts at the league leaders Harlow on Saturday, you've taken the decision over the weekend or today to depart the club. That's going to shock quite a few people, I would imagine, because between the three of you, Gavin, Cliff, and yourself, it seemed to be quite a formidable team. What's behind the decision to leave Haber-Swifts?
Yeah, you know, firstly, the improvement the team's made over the last 6 weeks or so has been brilliant, and it's all, you know, their own doing. They've done really well. They've taken a lot on board of what Cliff wants, and he has brought in some players that's sort of made it a little bit stronger, and I like to think that we've steadied the ship and, you know, they can only progress forwards, in my opinion. And it was a great win against a team that's top of the league. To go and win 3-2, falling behind twice and then winning the game again shows great character. They've done it at Abley and against Abley, and now they've done it against Thurrock. Picked up some real important points, and it's a credit to them, and they're slowly getting themselves in the position really that they should be as a team and a squad. And Cliff's done a good job since he's come in. My main reason for leaving, you know, I was never going to be here, forever. And it has been probably a little bit shorter than maybe it should have been. But it's one of those things where, you know, I think the manager has to cut his cloth accordingly as well. And it's for me as well, you know, I'm a manager at the end of that. I'm a manager, I'm a coach. I like to do both. When you've got your own ideas and your own ethos and your own philosophy of how the game should be played, you want to be able to, to put that across, basically. And sometimes it's hard coaching a certain way when it's something that maybe you don't quite agree with. But that happens in football. But the main reason for leaving was basically the fact that, you know, I think the ship has been steadied, and like, I came in to help Cliff, and I feel that I've done that, and now I've got to sort of look forward. In my own sort of progression in the game, and my progression in the game at this point is, you know, I'm just about to finish off my A license. I need to be coaching a lot. I need to be coaching things that, you know, that I need to do basically to progress. Like I say, and being a manager, having been a manager for over the last year at Chesant, and now coming in here it's good. I've learned how my assistant managers might feel in the future, so I know how to sort of treat them and learn different styles of play, which Cliff brought a style of play to the club that's been successful. So I've learned different methods. So it's been good overall, and it's just like I say, there's no sort of animosity or hard feelings against anyone. Cliff's a friend. The club have been great. You know, I think it's a great club. They've got a great setup, you know, from the youth, which is nice to see all the way through. The youth are working in conjunction with the first team, and the first team's working in conjunction with the youth and the 21s, which is how it should be. And I can only see them, you know, they've already been in. It's not like we've just come in and, we've changed things. Yes, we needed to see something from the boys to get them out of the position that they're in, but the club have been in a good position in the past, and hopefully they'll get back to where they have been over the past few seasons.
For anybody that would ask, has this been on your mind, or has this been on the cards for a couple of weeks, or has this come around quite quickly for you to depart now? What would you say to that?
Like I say, it was a decision that sort of over the last sort of couple of weeks in respect of making a decision. But you know, I'm glad I've come in. I'm glad I've never been an assistant manager before. I'm glad I've done it. And like I say, I've got no. There's no problems with Cliff or with Gab or with anybody. We get on fine. Everything's good. Like I say, I've learned a lot in this space of time. And, you know, for players to text me and say, you know, what you've given me in the last, 6 weeks, or, you know, I won't forget it, and it's been great, and, you know, you've been great for me. And to hear these things, because for me, it's always the player. It's the player. That's what's important. And I stick by that. I stick by the fact that you have ideas and you want your team to play a certain way as a manager, as a coach. That's important. But for me, the player is important, you know, and player's progression is important. It ain't just about results, which you will get with that. That works hand in hand. The player's important, and I work for the player, and the players have to be at their best and to become better and to want to be better and for us to help them to be better. So, it's been on my mind because maybe it's made me realise sort of where I want to go, what path I want to take. And I'm a manager, you know, I'm a manager, but first and foremost, I'm a coach, and I like to do both. I need to coach, and like I say, it was a decision that I made, and, you know, I didn't make it when the team's down and out or anything like that. I made it a time before running nicely, got a good togetherness, and hopefully we'll go on and have no problems or issues, and I like to think that, you know, anyone I run by at Heybridge will have a good word about me because, you know, when I've come in, I've worked 100%. I've been in early, which is what I expect from my players. Disciplined and working hard, good work ethic. And that's me, basically. That's been me my whole career, and that is what I'll continue to be.
Yeah. Of course, all this has come on transfer deadline day as well. So did we get a six-figure sum for you?
Those days are gone. Maybe four or five years ago. Maybe you're looking at that sort of figure, but six figure pennies, maybe.
a pretty good weekend results wise as well for you to sort of go out on a high. Your Arsenal team that you obviously look out for the results for 1-5-0 and Heybridge win 3-2. Pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
It's always good for someone to go out on a high if they make that decision that they need to move on.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, it's it was one of them. Whether I go or do I just stay because I just want to stay, and it just felt right. It was the right time to sort of decide to go, and I think Cliff respects my decision. He didn't want me to go, but it's one of those things. Because I need to progress as well, and there is progression. Don't get me wrong, there's progression there with Heybridge, but is it in the capacity that I want it to be? But no. So, I'm glad I come in. I'm glad I helped. I'd like to think that, you know, Cliff would be happy with my contribution. I'd like to have done a lot more as well. Maybe that was the problem. It's good to leave on the note that we've left. And like I say, I'd hope that sort of Heybridge would, you know, the chairman's been great, like with me and the people at the club. So I'd like to think that would, continue next time I'm back there, maybe one time. And I wish the club luck. I wish Cliff luck because he's a friend. And I'm sure that you'll continue to push up the ladder.